former and current residents, Mrs. Alice Isaacs, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Gloria Bowen, Mrs. Esther Ellis, Mrs. Jean Swan, and Mr. Wallace Count recall what the West Medford neighborhood was like in their own words.
Everyone on the street where you live knew you. They knew you.
Well, you know, now that you say that, it's interesting to note that the early people, the founders who came here from wherever they came from, mm-hmm. were all sane-minded and wanted to see opportunities and progress in this community.
Right.
And worked toward that end and eventually accomplished that. So that mm-hmm. when the 20s and 30s came and their children began to arrive, mm-hmm. they all had that mental knowledge, but they also had more opportunities.
We're getting into the heart of the Afro-American community now. You know, going back to, again, the late 1800s, right through to the 1960s, etc. Jerome Street. Pretty much every home on this street during that time period was either rented or owned by an Afro-American. Changed dramatically. But the time period in question, this was pretty much the heart.
All the neighbors knew who we knew. We all knew everybody. We also knew, as soon as they came in, we got to know them. Mm-hmm. So that it was like extended family.
One large extended family. I can't emphasize that enough. Everybody took care of everybody. If you were hungry, you'd go to Sonny's house, etc. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, he'd be at my home, etc. Just a very, very loving, enjoyable utopia.
The community seemed so close, mm-hmm. you know, especially with the center and the church and everything. It seemed like it would bring everyone mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you ever had some kind of problem, you could go anywhere in the community to get help. Mm-hmm. Was that the kind of feeling you had?
It was truly a mm-hmm. village.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it was.